This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a Tuesday. It is the playoff week as we got some time. Monday is when the Texans travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. But last night, and I know many people in our audience probably missed it last night, the Rockets got a big dub last night. And the reason why you bring in a Kevin Durant, we talked about it all last year. Their big issue was, boy, at the end of games, where do they go? Who is the one that you feel good about taking big shots? I'll be honest, there have been times this year where it feels like Udoka and company are hunting it to Şengün, and he is a really, really good player, having an all-NBA type of season, but that should be reserved for Kevin Durant. That's the big reason why you brought seven over. And he came in the game and did it and drilled it. And they win 100-97 against the Suns, his former team. And before we dive in a little bit of that, Kevin Durant, I feel like the Suns are in trouble every time Kevin Durant plays them. This feels a little personal for Kevin Durant.
He's here, petty like that in a good way.
It's good. Yeah, good sports
no
petty.
No question.
Here was KD after hitting that game winner. Shout out to our guy Chancellor Johnson who posed this question in the post game yesterday. But after he hit his game winning shot, Chancellor said, "Did it feel better because you hit it against your former team?"
Have love within that organization, but as a competitor, does it mean any more to you to be able to hit that one against your former guys?
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? A place that I didn't want to leave, and my first time being to sound, I don't want to sound too dramatic, but I will, to be kicked out of a place, you know what I'm saying? And felt like that, you know, I've been scapegoated, you know what I'm saying, for the issues we had as a team last year. Yeah, it felt good to beat them and hit a game-winning shot, but that's all it is. It's not just for the moment, you know. It's something tomorrow I won't even think about, you know. So it was a fun game. Like I said, of course, yeah, I felt you play with a little chip on your shoulder against your former team, especially when they trade you.
Yeah, KD, it's a little extra for him. Oh, the Suns. Yeah.
I love it.
I love it. He wasn't going to let that ball go to anybody else. Mm-mm. And he shouldn't. No Şengün out there. And even if he is out there, it was a big time shot. It's just Kevin, and that's an example. The shot he took, Kevin just has shots that are unblockable with his size.
Yeah.
And he can just get his shots off. And many times with him over his career, Clint, it's just a matter if he misses it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing very much that you could do once he catches it and he gets any kind of space.
You know, one interesting thing, I love, having been in the TV business for a few years, I've always just, I understand like the wealth of knowledge that these guys are provided and like what those broadcasts, when the broadcaster games are broadcasted. I love the graphics that they throw up there. I was surprised. One that speaks directly to your point. This year for the Rockets in the fourth quarter, in the last 3 minutes of a game, when a game is within 5 points, good or bad, up or down, Şengün had 38 points. Şengün was the high point guy in those moments and has been getting more of the opportunities in those particular moments. With that shot last night, I believe that moves Kevin Durant to 33 points, I believe. So Kevin's right there on his heels. But I was surprised. I don't follow those kind of stats on a weekly or daily basis. But I was surprised that Kevin Durant wasn't number one on that list and way up number one on that
list.
He's
been used more in times that I've caught, like in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they need some last couple. He's been used as a decoy as much. To get it to Şengün, or he has been the decision maker to get it to Şengün as opposed to him taking the shots. And I just hope overall, as we get here and as the season moves on, that's about 30 plus games or so he's played. It does feel like, which, you know, I give him credit. It does feel like he's kind of deferred a little bit more the team.
Absolutely.
And he started to, all right, hey, let's kind of get Şengün going. Let's get Amin going. And honestly, I think he's naturally that type of guy. He's not a 30 attempt guy or 25. Yeah. That he's not a high volume guy anyway. But it feels like the last few weeks, couple weeks, Christmas kind of is the time really where it jumps off. And then Şengün has been in and out of the lineup, so that may have something to do with it. But it does feel like he's not deferring as much.
Yeah.
It feels like he is getting more up, at least offensively, he is becoming more the focal point. And I think that's what this team needs. I know I've said in the past, I'm like, boy, if Şengün takes over as this team's best offensive player, and he's really, really good, but I hope that we start, that this continues, and this isn't just because Shingun's out of the lineup. I want to see Kevin Durant assume more of bigger role and not defer as much.
Absolutely.
On the offensive side.
The further along you get, the more you want to see it. Yeah, that deferring stuff in big moments, when you got Kevin Durant, that's for the birds. Hell, I thought it was interesting because that graphic pops up there, and if I remember correctly, the conversation that the crew was having was about getting the ball to Amen Thompson and letting him drive and get to the rack or kick it out kind of deal.
Yeah, because he had just had that and one to tie it at 97, where he crossed that young man from Marquette, still standing at a 3-point line, nasty. Where he crossed him and finished it off. But it just seems like throughout games now, if you go look at Kevin's production here, I say over the last couple of weeks, he seems to get more shot attempts up. He seems to be like his numbers are higher. It doesn't have as much of a come let the game come to me feel.
Right.
And he looks like he's kind of gotten comfortable to, all right, like clear out, let me get this thing rolling. And I hope that is something we see more, and that he doesn't take a back seat when Şengün comes back. Because I think I'd rather Şengün offensively kind of play in his play box as opposed to them running things as much through him. But a big win last night against the Suns. Are a good team, by the way. Like they are well above 500, and they get a big win last night against the Suns, his former team, who I'm telling you, I'm kind of geared in every time Durant and the Rockets play the Suns, because it feels like Durant's gonna try to go for 50. Like he's trying to get him up. And of course Dylan Brooks does nothing but piss you off through the game, so why not? All right, coming up, maybe this is something that potentially, and hopefully it starts on Monday in the playoff game, but hopefully something we see more of from CJ Stroud. We'll let you hear what we're talking about and discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.